Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Cindy Fessmeyer.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, break out your party hats. The White House says that the approval of the new Status of Forces Agreement by the Iraqi parliament is cause for celebration. Why? Because it means we've won the war in Iraq. The agreement says that U.S. troops will leave Iraq in 3 years. That sounds like the timetable for withdrawal that President Bush has consistently opposed. Not at all, says White House Press Secretary Dana Perino. Quote, we believe that the conditions are such now that we are able to celebrate the victory that we've had so far and establish both a strategic framework agreement and talks about all sorts of cooperation that we'll have with Iraq from here on out, end quote.
A new study funded by the National Institutes of Health found that a ban on fast food advertising aimed at children would cut the national obesity rate by nearly 20%. But the food and beverage industry and its paid shills are on the attack. The Center for Consumer Freedom is a front group funded by the fast food and restaurant industries that would be most directly hurt by such a ban. They call the study erroneous because one of the study's authors said that, quote, a lot of people consume fast food in moderate amounts and it doesn't harm their health, end quote. The Center for Consumer Freedom has also attacked other well-respected studies that came to the same conclusions.
Manufacturers of consumer products are worried. With the worsening economy, people will be spending less and looking for the best deals. But cause-related marketing may be the answer. The Edelman PR firm conducted a survey to find out what keeps consumers loyal to a particular brand. They found that the trick is a tie-in to a social cause, so that the products enjoy a, quote, cause halo in the eyes of the consumer. More than half of the people surveyed said that they would pay more for a product that was also supporting a cause that they cared about. The environment, health, poverty, and education were the top issues consumers wanted to see their brand support. Unfortunately, with no standards and little transparency about how much those causes are really helped by cause-related marketing, the corporations are the ones most likely to benefit.
Johnson & Johnson makes a large range of consumer products for infants, children, and their parents. But a recent ad for their Motrin pain reliever insulted exactly that key demographic. Here's a clip from that ad.
Wearing your baby seems to be in fashion. I mean, in theory, it's a great idea. There's the front baby carrier, the sling, the swing, the wrap, the pouch, and who knows what else they've come up with. Wear the baby on your side, your front. Go hands-free. Supposedly, it's a real bonding experience. They say that babies carried close to the bod tend to cry less than others. But what about me? Do moms that wear their babies cry more than those who don't? I sure do. These things put a ton of strain on your back, your neck, your shoulders. Did I mention your back? I mean, I'll put up with the pain, because it's a good kind of pain. It's for my kid. Plus, it totally makes me look like an official mom. And so, if I look tired and crazy, people will understand why.
The uproar over the ad was quick and widespread. Bloggers called it condescending and snarky. Some parents called for a boycott, and the more creative types actually created counter ads to post on YouTube. Johnson & Johnson pulled the ad from TV immediately and is apologizing widely, but warned that because of long lead times, print versions would still be appearing in a variety of magazines.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned cause-related marketing, a popular marketing practice. The phrase was first used 25 years ago by American Express when it raised money for the restoration of the Statue of Liberty. American Express made a 1 cent donation to the restoration project every time someone used their Amex charge card. The gimmick was very successful. American Express increased their number of cardholders by nearly 50%, and overall card usage increased by nearly a third. Other corporations and industries caught on and began linking their product to emotional issues. In 2001, tobacco giant Philip Morris decided to promote their Marlboro brand of cigarettes through the Let 'em Run program. This project was to, quote, help alleviate the plight of wild horses in the West, end quote. That plight was never actually defined, and neither was how the horses would benefit. But it still served to draw consumers to the cigarette brand by playing on their emotions.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.